Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is good, guys? Happy Friday. I hope everyone is doing well. Welcome back to another podcast here on the Malaga Drive Hoops Betting Podcast. Podcast that really just aims to make your NBA betting experience as easy and as informed as possible. I am your host, Caleb. I absolutely love this shit. It's ridiculous how much I love this shit. We're here in the dog days of the NBA season, trying to grind and make ourselves some money. So let's do first things first. I want to say I recorded yesterday. I know it was a baby slate. I know probably some of you guys are like, oh, Caleb's on his bullshit again, not posting on a small slate. I posted. There was an issue with Anchor and its ability to get the audio from Anchor onto Spotify, whatever it is. Hope that doesn't happen today. But if you follow me on Twitter, you knew what we were on. We took the Warriors team total. We took the Warriors spread. Cash both. We're 114-98. 16 games over 500. Solid, but we got a lot. We got another level we can push to. And I really, we got just about a month left. It's time to get it. Last month, we've got to get it. Let's start with today. And first, shout out my boy Kevin. He's out into the casino today. Already locked in the bets today. And he's getting crazy numbers, I'll talk about it when we get it. He's getting crazy numbers on two bets today. But regardless, I got two I've locked in today. It's a huge slate. So let's get it. First game of the day that I am seeing is the... So I will say, it's 11:40, so it's a little late. But the Indiana Pacers and the Jazz are about to tip off. I think that line's just about right, especially with the Miles Turner news. I think the Jazz are ripe for a blowout here one of these days, and it very well could be today. But either way, that game is starting before this pod will even be out. So first game of the day, Sixers and Clippers, and I've got to play on this. The reason why is one of my favorite trends here, and actually it came up once this year. It was on a weekend. I couldn't make a podcast, and it lost anyway. So, but that just makes me like it that much more because this man has another crack at it. Let's get to it. So, coaches playing their former team from the year before. I have seen too many times come out in a good way for that coach. I'm just going to point to a couple. Luke Walton, his first year in Sacramento, played the LA Lakers in LA. And I still remember, I was like, oh my God, this line is so short. The Lakers are better. It was like 6 or 7. I thought it should have been 9 or 10. Lakers go in there with Luke Walton and they win outright. I saw Dwayne Casey as a 10-point dog his first year as a Detroit Pistons coach beat the Toronto Raptors as a 10-point dog in Toronto. I thought that the Raptors should have been like 12 or 13. Then I remember first year David Fizdale in New York goes into Memphis where he coached the year before as a 6 or 7-point dog. I remember thinking, oh, Grizzlies should be like 9 or 10. And they went outright. You know, so I've just seen it happen too many times. And for in this case, again, it wasn't like, it may have been mutual, but I really don't think the Clippers wanted Doc anymore. I think they felt like, all right, we need someone new to kind of shake this group up. And so it wasn't like, you know, I think maybe, who knows, maybe Doc would have left either way. But regardless, they played earlier in the year and the Clippers were full strength and the Sixers were actually without Joel. And so now you're getting full strength at the crib after losing to him already. Doc does not want to lose two straight games. The Sixers are winning today's game. The issue now, the tricky part now, is how you want to play this. Because Kawhi is questionable and Tobias is questionable. And it's at 3. So this thing could go a million different ways, as you guys already know. Kawhi could be ruled in and Tobias could be ruled out, which obviously makes this spread closer to a pick'em. Kawhi could be ruled out and Tobias could be ruled in, which then obviously makes this spread closer to 5. They could both be ruled in and then it's probably 2.5. They could both be ruled out. And it's probably Sixers 3.5, 4.5. So it's a million different ways. I think what I feel the most comfortable doing is I want to be on the Sixers today. I've told you, I'm not a narrative guy, but in this spot, I've seen it just too many times, and everything lines up for the Sixers to get it done today. It's just now getting it past three, which we've seen at times is not easy. So for me, I'm hitting -3. If Kawhi gets ruled in and Tobias is ruled out, or maybe Kawhi's ruled in and... like I don't know. There, I just feel like I can protect myself by getting -3 now. And then if the injury news breaks in a way that makes this line move to 4, I'm good because I already have 3. And if it breaks the other way, I just hit Sixers +3 and then wait for my line to go down to 2 or 1.5 and I'm chilling. Now, if you're at a book, that's tough. Like, I'm able to do this because it's online. But regardless, I love the Sixers today, and I really believe they get the job done. I like their team total too, if you want to hit that. Their team total is probably sitting at like 110. Nah, more than that. More than that. Like probably 112. 112-ish. Yeah. I like that for sure. All right, next game, Thunder and Pistons. No fucking chance. No chance. You guys already knew. You probably already saw that. No chance. Don't put your money on this. Do not put your money on this. Let me read the injury report and then laugh and then move on. All right. And already these two teams, like two of the worst teams talent-wise. And then on top of that, Mike Muscala's out, Jeremy Grant's out, Wayne Ellington's out, Corey Joseph's out, Mason Plumlee's out, Dennis Smith Jr.'s out, Hamidou Diallo is questionable, Alexei Pokuševski's out, and Josh Hall's out. Like, and SGA is out, and now Horford's obviously out. Just... don't hit this. God, for the love of God, do not put money on this game. All right, next. Again, no chance, bro. No chance. Next game. This is interesting to me because this is one of those spreads that just has me looking at myself like, damn. Like, it just has me questioning myself because I look at this and the Pelicans are 2.5-point favorites in D.C. and has been trending. The line's just been continuing to trend towards them. Am I crazy for liking the Wizards here today? Like, that's how this line has me feeling. I wouldn't have been shocked at all. I wouldn't have blinked. I wouldn't have blinked if you told me it was Wizards -2.5. And I get it. This Wizards team has plenty of issues. They're super inconsistent. Some nights they look great. Some nights they look bad. But I don't know, man. I think you could say everything and more about that the same Pelicans team. And granted, yes, they haven't had Z, B.I., and Zoe all playing at once very often here in the past couple months, and they finally do. But it's hard to just turn it on, and I don't know if Lonzo's going to be limited with minutes. It's in D.C. I don't know. The Wizards have been playing a lot better of late. You look at just... like, you look purely at how the Wizards are playing, and again, they're in a hole right now. They know they have ground to make up, but they also know Zach LaVine just went down for 2 weeks, and that gives you an opportunity. But you look, they've won 4 out of the last 5. They beat down Orlando, which fully should have been expected. They go into Golden State, and yes, they were very much on the brink of losing, but that was impressive to me. That was a very desperate Warriors team. They lose to Phoenix without Beal. It happens. That's a very good home team. And then they go into Utah, beat Utah, and go into Sac and beat Sac. So right now we get a Wizards team trending up against a Pelicans team that hasn't been healthy in quite some time. They just lost 106-116 to the Knicks at home with everyone besides Zoe. Like, I don't know. I think the Knicks are a good barometer, especially as an away team, because they're like, they'll beat you if you're not good, but they'll lose to you if you are good. And yes, Zoe's coming back, but now you're getting this team again on the road against a Washington team that I think if Washington played the Knicks at home with Beal and Russ, I think they're going to be it's going to be at very worst Knicks like -1 or -2. I honestly think. Regardless, I like the Wizards here today. Getting points at home doesn't quite make sense to me. But whatever, man, whatever. Again, I can't lie. This book, this line has me thinking like, okay, the books know something that I don't. And so as a result, I'll stay away. I'll give respect to the books and the job that they do and say, all right, I'll live to fight another day. You scared me off this one. I'm not calling your bluff. All right, next game, Nets and Hornets. I've locked the team total. I would like the over two, whatever you want to do. I like the Nets team total over 117.5. I think you're getting it slightly discounted total spread, Nets, whatever, because of who the Hornets have played recently and then the injuries, right? And I get it. The injuries, when you're not playing with LaMelo Ball, Gordon Hayward, Devontae Graham, your pace is going to go down. You're not going to be able to score as many points. But at the same time, you look at who they've been playing. Cleveland has one of the slowest paces in the league. The Lakers have one of the slowest paces in the league. And the Hawks, since Nate McMillan took over, have one of the slowest paces in the league. So I think that's why you've seen all these low scores. Part of it, yes, is their offensive talent is through the shitter right now. But this Nets team gets up and down, and they've defended better of late. But like, they get up and down. They want to play that style. Kyrie and KD are both good to go today. You look at the Nets' most recent games, 117-123 against the Sixers, who can slog it up. 127-97, Timberwolves. Lakers team that just got into a slugfight with the Hornets, 101-126. So, like, they're getting up and down, and they don't always defend. And before that, 139-111, Knicks 114-112. Like, even the game that they had against the Knicks would have went over. The Hornets are not playing at the Knicks pace. Like, yes, they have guys out, but they still have professional bucket yet. That might be a little generous. But they still have a team. I also like 12.5. It's just, you know, it's a nasty, nasty, gnarly-ass spread. Like, again, you could be up 25 in the fourth and not cover that. And that's just such a sick feeling. I don't like feeling that. So I like the other ways to play it, and that's team total or first half spread. You pick or choose. I can't decide. I mean, obviously, I have decided. I'm going team total, but it's not like I feel super that much more confident than like first half or just full game over. I could see the full game over being the play as well. Like, I could see a 117 to 110 game, which goes over, but doesn't cover the spread or the team total, right? I could see that. All right. Anyways, next game. Another game where I'm like, okay, I might be tripping again. I think the Magic right now, it should be a pick'em. I really do. The Raptors are at home, and they kind of have the name brand of being the Raptors, but they simply are not the Raptors today. You look at their injury report. Today, they will be without Kyle Lowry. They will be without Pascal Siakam. They will be without DeAndre Bembry. They will be without Fred VanVleet. They will be without OG Anunoby. They will be without Gary Trent. So I'm a hoops head, and I'm thinking, okay, so they got Malachi Flynn. They got Chris Boucher. They got, I'm struggling. I really am struggling. Malachi Flynn, Chris Boucher, Terrence Davis is gone. Like, Kem Birch. Like, it's not a good team, and the Raptors aren't good either. But and Bamba's questionable, and Michael Carter Williams is out. But I mean, this Magic team, we've at least seen. We've seen it beat good teams. Like, they have more of their guys available than the Raptors. I don't know. It feels like a game that should be a pick'em to me. And I think the Raptors are getting 2.5 just because of the name brand. And I get it. Boucher's there, sure. I like the Magic here today. I do. I'm not hitting it. I might throw it's a happy Friday parlay I might do. But next game, we got the Grizzlies and the Chicago Bulls. Tough news with Zach LaVine going down. You know, we all have our opinions of players kind of cemented in our mind, I think. And I think if everyone could kind of take a step back and realize that players can get better and they can grow and they can become better versions of themselves. And I think Zach LaVine's a perfect example of that, because he was kind of in that forever chucker mold, a guy who could actually, you know, he finally last year did improve his efficiency. But for me, the Bulls still sucked. He was still giving up shit, like a shit ton back on defense. And so it was like, damn, like I don't want that player. I don't want that style of player in my team, regardless of how good you are. Regardless if you have more one-on-one skill than a lot of players. Like, I don't want my team to be built around a guy who does this, because the ceiling of a team with that being my best player is not very high. And all that to say, Zach LaVine has 100% turned it around. Again, he's still not a top 10 player. Let's not get too crazy. But he's made his style much more conducive to winning. And I think he deserves props for that. That being said, he's out today. And so, obviously, that makes the Bulls' job as a whole a little bit tougher. But we do have a recent sample size of the Bulls competing without Zach LaVine. He missed a game in Phoenix. And the Bulls really hung in there, played well, played the Suns tough. And so I think you see a Bulls team today that without Zach LaVine, it allows other guys to step up and other guys embrace doing more. And I think this is a gut thing, but I think there's some value, despite how good the Grizzlies are playing, in the Bulls today, in a spot where they're like, all right, we have to get some of these wins. Their leader goes down. I think they look to get his back. They're getting four. It's not like it's a pick 'em 1-2 year. They're getting four, so that gives them, I think they're in fun parlay value piece. But I'm not going to hit them. Let's not get carried away, but in the parlay, at plus money on the money line, I don't hate it at all. And again, the reason this is here is because the Memphis Grizzlies have been really damn good. They've been really damn good. But I mean, you just saw they collapsed in New York. You could say this Bulls team is probably a little bit worse than that Knicks team, without Zach, but I mean, it's capable players and a very good coach. Like, I've seen enough from Billy Donovan to be impressed. It's still a team that has Thomas Satoransky, Kobe White, Denzel Valentine, Thad Young, Lauri Markkanen, Garrett Temple, Nick Vucevic. Like, they're a deep team with a lot of contributors. And so are the Grizzlies. But you're getting them as a plus money. Like, you're getting them plus 144. Like, not bad at all. All right. Next game. Here, I'm going to take a quick water break. Hold on. Miami Heat, Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves will be with Cap. And I think it's safe to just throw the last two games out of the window because they didn't have Cat. And without Cat, they're just a massively different team. But without him, they just got smoked. Just destroyed. So you're getting Cat back. And even with Cat, they had lost four of their last five. But when you get the Timberwolves at home with Cat, post All-Star break, they have good games, they have bad games, but I will say the overall trend post All-Star break has been positive compared to the first half of the season. And with that being said, Miami is still a team that I think is overrated by the books. Like, they have their stretches, they've been good. They're definitely better than the Timberwolves, but I mean, they get destroyed by Denver, destroyed by Phoenix. They had a great game against the Sixers. I really think that game against the Sixers was more of an outlier. Not Sixers, sorry, Blazers. I don't want to call it an outlier, but I don't feel like you're going to get that good of a Heat team most nights. Like, I think that was kind of peak of what you'll see on any given, you know, on the Heat spectrum. And with that being said, right, if you get that Heat team that beat the Blazers in Portland, then yeah, it should be six. But that's what I'm saying. I don't think that team is the team you're going to get most nights. I think the team you're going to get most nights is like a team that beat the Lakers by six at home, right? Like, I think this should be 5.5. I think the Wolves are another team with some value today. Friday night at home with some fans back in the arena. I like the Timberwolves today, but again, that's a lean. Like the Nuggets today, that's 8.5. I'm passing, though, overall. That's a large spread. The Rockets are somewhat looking better the last 4 or 5 days. Again, they're not all the way back. They're not at like a good basketball team level, but Christian Wood is working his way back into a rhythm. And it's just out of reach. The Nuggets can do it. The Nuggets could be down at 10 at half and still do it. But let's give the Nuggets a little bit more time without Jamal to just see how they look. All right. Blazers, Spurs, this is a really tough one for me because this is the journey I've been on with the Blazers. I came into the year not being a believer. I just wasn't. And at the start of the year, they weren't great. And then CJ and Nurk go down, and I'm like, oh, God, like, this is going to be bad. And I remember fading them a lot right at the start, and it was working out. And then Dame kind of, like, got this team to turn a corner, and they went on, like, a 15-game stretch, was regardless of the outcome, and a lot of it was good. They were just playing good basketball. They were playing solid basketball. They were putting together solid basketball efforts consistently. And then... And so then I was like, all right, this is legit. This isn't a team that I'm looking to fade that often. And then they got everyone back, and then they've kind of reverted back to early year where they weren't very good. And they're back. Like, it's Dame. It's CJ. They add Norman Powell. They have Robert Covington still. They have Yusuf Nurkic. They have a capable backup in Enes Kanter who's starting for them all year. They have Covington. I don't know if I mentioned Covington. And so now, and then you've got a loaded team. You still have Melo off the bench, right? Like, a team that you look at, and talent-wise, you're like, oh, shit, like, you could argue this team has more talent than the Nuggets when they're all together, and they just haven't been able to put it together. And then you look at the Spurs, who come into this year playing really solid basketball, have just faded of late. Just a team that you usually get really consistent effort from is now, like, letting you down in spots that they never would have let you down. They go into a banged-up Toronto, Tampa Bay that's just been tanking all year, and they lose as a 5-point favorite. They come home, you know, against the Cavs as a 9-point favorite and lose 101-125. Like, that's not bullshit, right? If those things are happening consistently, you're not where you need to be. But you also see them blow out the Magic. You see them go into Dallas and win. All that being said, the Spurs are trending down. They haven't looked as good of recent, and there are going to be random days where they show up and put good performances. Those are the ones you want to avoid, and you might get one tonight, right? This is a spot where you could get one, but at the same time, the Blazers can't be trusted either. Like, I don't know right now if this is just a baby slump or if this is going to be something that they're going to have to figure out over the next week or two. So because of that, I'm off this. I think the Blazers are the better team. I know they have more talent. It's just a matter of, can they do it on the road covering 3? And I don't think that's an unfair price. Like, I think there's polys. I'd probably rock with the Blazers, but I could definitely see the Spurs winning. All right, last game of the day, Mavs -6. I think the spread is just about right. Mavs sneak out of Memphis with a win. God damn it, man. The Grizzlies deserve that. The Grizzlies really did deserve that. And you're seeing it with the Mavs random nights now where it's like, that could have been a better performance. But regardless, they're a better team than the Knicks, guys. They're much better than the Knicks. They're at home. I think there's some slight value on them here. You've seen the Knicks at times when they don't bring their perfect A game get blown out of the water. But regardless, this is Kristaps. And the Knicks love to beat Kristaps. I know it's a new regime. I know there's still this energy from the Knicks fans that they bring on Kristaps Day. They want to beat Kristaps. And just for that, I'm off of this. The Maverick, pure basketball, Mavericks are better. But, yeah. Anyways, you throw together a parlay, guys. I like the, again, we're going to take the Sixers at home. I think there's value on the Wizards +125. Take the Nets. That's a lock. I think the Magic, man. You sprinkle some on the Magic +120. Sprinkle some on the Bulls +144. Sprinkle some on the T-Wolves +210. Throw that all together with the Nuggets -365. If you want to get crazy, throw the Blazers. And that's a crazy-ass payday. But thank you for hanging out with me a little bit on this Friday, guys. I appreciate and love all of you. Good luck cashing all your tickets today. Again, the two straight bets we got going on today, the Sixers, I got a -3. I'll give you a heads up, if I get a notification Kawhi Leonard in paired with, or even just Kawhi Leonard in paired with Tobias Harris out, or just Kawhi, I am going to hit the Clippers at +3, because again we have Sixers -3, so I'm evening that out. I'll lose a little bit on the juice, but it's negligible, we're fine. And then I will go hit whatever new number that comes out for the Sixers, if it's 2.5. Let's say Kawhi's ruled out. Cool. We're chilling. I got my -3 now. I feel even better. That line's going to move up. Or maybe Tobias gets ruled out too. Regardless, man, Sixers taking it today. They got it. They got to take it today. I'm going to be pissed if it's 1 or 2 or 3. But they're going to win today. And then Nets, however you want to play it. But my official play is going to be the team total over 117.5. I think it's just a slightly more safe option. I could easily see a 130 to 118 win. And the Hornets are covering that bullshit. Like, I don't want to experience... I'll tell you, it is the worst thing when you win a bet, for all intents and purposes. You win a bet, and because that you won that bet so early, it changes now the rotations. And now you have five of the worst players from each team now deciding your bet. Like, no. So I still think the Nets can easily cover 12.5. I could see, if you told me they win by 35, I would not blink. That tonight is a night they could do that. But I've experienced the bullshit pain too much. I don't want to put you guys through that. So team total one is 117.5, or you go first half spread. Either way, stay blessed. Stay safe this weekend, guys. We're almost back to normal life. Basketball playoffs around the corner. Summer's around the corner. Young Thug just dropped. Like, life's good. Enjoy your weekend. I love you all. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.